This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Over the past decade, there's been an enormous increase in the availability and demand for genetic tests. Some are useful and life-saving, and some are not. They are simply a waste of money. A recent study involved a national group of primary care doctors, MDVIP, and encouraged them to offer genomic risk profiling as a part of their routine practice. Now, this risk profiling type of genetic testing is one of those tests that has not been shown to be useful. Nonetheless, this group of doctors formed a new collaboration with a for-profit company called Navigenics, which heavily markets genetic tests. Part of the collaboration involved Navigenics providing each doctor with a $1,000 gift of their own genetic profile. It seems to me that this offer of a free genetic test to doctors had as its primary goal promoting the test and increasing company profits. Navigenics knew that a free test to the doctor would increase test ordering for their patients. This was their promotional campaign. It turns out that a third of the physicians offered the genetic test for free accepted. Not surprisingly, those who accepted the offer were 8 times more likely to order the genetic tests on their patients compared to those who did not accept the offer. Now, it's important that when there's concern over a conflict of interest, doctors need to be open and transparent. I wonder if a single MDVIP doctor ever told their patients that they had received a free gift from the company that profited from the test the doctor was about to order. A test, by the way, that has no proven value. Another problem with this study involved education. Physicians' knowledge about genetic testing is extremely limited, perhaps because the majority of us graduated from medical school well before the common use of genetic tests. Given this lack of knowledge, rather than providing doctors with honest education, the group MDVIP opted to provide its doctors with educational materials developed by Navigenics. Now, there's a huge potential for lack of balance in the information that the company provided. In fact, this information sounds much more like an infomercial than it does education. We've been around this issue many times before with drug companies. We decided that education provided by a company with a vested interest in the physician's practice is not ethically or educationally appropriate. Why do we need to start all over again with genetic tests? This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.